Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As the philosopher said, time flies when you're having fun. Here it is, already 7 after the next hour. As we communicate what's going on around the world, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and I are here ready to activate your brain and get you to think about things like this. By the way, somebody said to me, Jay, what do you do during the news breaks? Well, I prepare for the next hour. And I also, this last news break, top of the hour, I counted the blueberries in my blueberry box.
How many did you get to?
I got, there were 18 bad ones. I was trying to get the bad ones out so that I would just grab a handful, because I normally go through a box of these blueberries every day. So sometimes, depending on where you get them, I find the Driscoll blueberries are the ones that are the worst. If you can find another brand, that's the problem. Driscoll has monopolized the growing and production and distribution of fruit in our country, like so many other big things in terms of ag and other businesses. So you get less quality there, and it's more expensive. So if I can't find something beside Driscoll, I want blueberries. So I go through and pick out the ones that are rotten or discolored or whatever it is, that little white stuff that's on them, and toss them so that I can grab a handful. So that's what I did. What'd you do during the last news break?
I was working on other stuff.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here we are.
I'm either chit-chatting or working. Those are one of the two. Occasionally, if we have a long enough moment, I will take Daisy outside to do her thing.
Yeah, that's what I just did with my Daisy. She's going to have an operation. I got to bring her to a vet today because the chip in her shoulder is not getting better and she's limping.
Oh,
got to get it fixed.
That poor thing.
Ugh, it's awful. It hasn't slowed her down, and the doctor says, you're controlling her movements, right? I said, yeah. You've had a bulldog, have you, Doc? You know how bulldogs are.
Yeah,
you don't control.
Luck.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, Daisy had ACL surgery a couple of years ago, and they were like, make sure she doesn't try to jump off the bed. And it's like, I'm doing my best, but I am only a human. Like, I only move at a certain speed.
Right. Not as speed fast as the dog. Here's the new mother, Lily Fleach, who posted a cleverly edited video of her dressing her son. And it was spotted by an optometrist named, say it again, Doug. There it is. That was like you earlier today. You couldn't pronounce. What was
prosthesis.
The word you
were? Yeah, I was prosthesis. Struggling over prosthesis.
Well, I just said optometrist correctly. So this is a story of a baby boy's sight saved. Just listen to the way this plays out. The information spotted by Laura Brown, who's an eye doctor. And so the son's name is Ari. Lily Fleet's son's name is Ari. The left eye had a cloudy appearance on it and an outward squint during a short few seconds on a video that she saw.
It's like this is a fleeting moment, and the person happened to notice that.
Yep. So she's speaking of fleeting moments. She messaged Miss Fleet suggesting she get the 8-year-old checked out. And the test revealed that he had some kind of congenital glaucoma, which required an urgent operation to open up the tube in his eye so that fluid could properly drain out.
And this baby is 8 weeks old. This is a newborn, essentially, still.
Yeah. So where was the video that this optometrist saw? Where was it just posted on
TikTok? Yeah, it was just posted on social media.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. So apparently the mother had been to the doctor already, but had been turned away. Oh, my God. This is the medical thing. I mean, what turn her away? He can't check her out just to see if there's something to it?
Yeah, they thought it was something that was just like not a big deal, and it would self-correct by 3 months. But this other person was like, this needs to be handled right now. Like, your baby needs an urgent operation.
Yeah.
Or could lose the sight in his eye.
So frustrating sometimes, these things. Nobody's perfect, but the other side of it is that you need to pay attention to stuff like this. How would she have known? Had not mm-hmm. just there are no accidents. I don't believe in accidents.
Well, and so many people trust their doctors. They're the ones who went to school for all of this. But also, something like this could have been something that happens regularly, and it does correct itself.
Yep.
So it's one of those things of, like, you do have to be your own advocate and your baby's advocate. And this is a great moment of social media actually doing some good, where someone's posting something and people take notice. How many times have we heard about these stories where somebody notices a questionable mole or a marking and it turns out being cancer, and they message the person. They're like, hey, go get that checked out.
Get that checked out. Right, exactly. All right, let's move around the world. The Ukrainian war continues, and the Russians continue to deal with the deserters. So apparently the focus is on all the Russian deserters in Ukraine, and people are asking Zelensky, the president, what's the story? What will happen to them? Well, he says they're being treated in a civilized manner, whatever that means. He goes on the air every night to talk to the nation. One that appeared last night appealing to Russians to run away or surrender once they get to the war front. This is after Bad Vlad signed a law doubling the punishment for Russian soldiers who desert. So these protests, though, are going on not only among the soldiers, but also back in Russia. This is the end of the line, I think, for Putin.
Well, but this has been something that Ukraine has been showing since the beginning of this, when the Russian military didn't have enough gas, they didn't have directions, they were getting lost, they were breaking down on the side of the road, and Ukrainian civilians were giving them hot water and tea and feeding them and letting them use their cell phone so that they could call back to their parents, because these were still children, essentially, and letting them know, like, hey, we are okay. So this is something that I believe Zelensky when he says that you will be treated fairly if you...
And if you get caught by the Russians during what he's urging you to do, you're going to prison for 10 years. So this is...
At a minimum.
Yeah. They've lost this war. They've lost... Putin's done. It's just a question of time. He was done the first day this started, frankly. But there are other... the Russians... Apparently there's a referendum that's been proposed. And I don't know how they're going to get this done, because the government's not going to let them do it. To get, you know, now that the conscription of young men is taking place, and younger Russians are seeing, okay, well, maybe we weren't being told the truth. The people that all their whole lives are built around social media, which reminds me, I saw something over the weekend which was very frightening about people who are James's age. And those are the people that are being conscripted, people in their young, in their early 20s. Not that James is going to get conscripted, he's American, but that age. And what's happening, I've used the term zombie. You've heard me use that term, right?
Mm-hmm.
The term zombie, in referring to people who are exposed to, or who in some way, shape, or form are letting their lives be controlled by these devices. And so there's a whole thing about this whole generation that's becoming zombified because of the fact. And the reason I bring it up now is because this is the generation of Russians who think that Putin is doing okay. They believe him because what they read in their damn device is that the Ukrainians are Nazis and they're going to take over. We have to prevent another Nazi regime from being started. And these kids believe it.
There's adults, too.
Well, yeah, but you
it's not just kids. I can't tell you how many adults I have seen or heard from myself or from a friend who somebody's like, hey, did you see this online? Speaking as if it's fact. And it's like, it came from The Onion, which is notably supposed to be like prank news.
Satire.
Yeah.
It's a satire. Yeah. The Onion is satire.
Exactly. I see adults all the time texting and driving, or you can tell they're taking video while they're behind the wheel. It's something that is happening across all ages, and it has to stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here is the latest from Iran. Last week, when this woman was killed because, what was her name? Masha Amini, I believe. Is that how you pronounce it? I think it's something close to that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. As soon as it was learned, you see, the difference between Iran and Russia is that Iranians are very well educated. And that you know, begs the question, well, how the hell does the Ayatollah still exist there, given the fact that Iran is as progressive as it is? Well, I mean, you could say that here. How come we have politicians that are particularly negative or backward in a country that is so progressive?
How come racism still exists?
Yeah.
In a country that's so
progressive. Any kind of prejudice. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Okay, so anyway, some of the reports from Iran today, videos that you can see online, other information is coming from inside the country, suggests that Iran is in almost a civil war. The protests have become ferocious. The demonstrations began when this woman, who is 22 years old, was killed by the police last week. She was arrested for violating the Iranian law requiring women to wear headscarves, mm-hmm. fully hiding their hair. And there have been a lot of people who have been protesting that. In fact, some of the younger Iranians aren't wearing any headgear at all.
Yeah, exactly. And she was wearing hers. It just apparently was not done correctly. And her family was told that she was just going to be detained, was going to have to watch a video of respect and how to do it properly, and then she would be released. And when her parents and her family finally got wind of where she was unconscious in a hospital fighting for her life.
Yep.
And ended up succumbing to her injuries.
So now the clerics who are in charge, this is what is going to call, I think this is the end. I would like to think it was. Maybe there's so many hardliners in Iran. The inflexibility, we have a hard time believing, as much as we think some of the conservatives, I mean, they're both extremes, whether it's too much on the right, too much on the left, that are really a problem. When you look at what's going on with the hardliners in Iran, you understand how the police can get away with this. But the growing desperation among young Iranians, perhaps the same ones I was just talking about that were in Russia age-wise, they are, you know, sort of succumbing to all of the news here. But you can see the cars being burnt, the protests, everything's being shut down in Tehran. So maybe that's a good step. 18 after the hour.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
NAPA! At NAPA, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at NAPA Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return. NAPA! Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved 2 reformulated vaccines. They're designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, that's sweet. Hey, that's swell. Yes, yes, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I about to delve into some celebrity social media stuff, trending things about Post Malone, who has canceled the Boston show. This is a reality based on what happened when you take a nasty spill off the stage. So we'll talk about how this is progressing and try to leave the expletives deleted out of the story as we continue in a moment here. Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4. Buy 5, get 5. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOPLOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Don't they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Work so hard.
Alright, so you're gonna have to give me a little backgrounder on this because the name sort of rings a bell with me, but I don't know that much about Post Malone in Boston. Apparently that's as far as it got.
No, he's a big artist, big in the hip hop world, the pop world, the R&B world. Has different awards. He has like 10 Billboard Music Awards. Definitely gets a lot of airplay on radio stations. But why we're talking about him now specifically is because last week he had a really nasty fall during his St. Louis concert.
Yeah.
He's walking down the ramp, and there was a hole that hadn't been covered properly, and he tripped over it, and he fell fast, he fell hard, and then he was like pretty much just on the ground in so much pain. People came to check on him. He left the stage. And after a brief pause, he did come back out and finish the show. And he said that he was in so much pain, but it felt like he was doing a little bit better. Well, then cut to when he woke up the day of the Boston concert, and he was in so much pain. He felt like he couldn't breathe. It hurt to breathe. It was the stabbing pain in his chest. Ended up having to cancel the show an hour before it was set to start to go to the hospital. And so it's going to be interesting because his next scheduled performance is tomorrow. He's supposed to be in Cleveland, and then he goes to Pittsburgh the following day. So we're going to see if there's any others that he cancels. But he said he promised everybody that he is going to reschedule that Boston performance. He will be
there. Well, he should. There's nothing, I mean, you fix yourself up and go back to work unless they give the money back. See, that's always...
Well, but that's the thing. Most people, they do give the money back because there's so much more involved, whether or not the band has the availability to work, if the venue is even open. There's so much that goes into rescheduling, but he promised that tickets can be refunded if they want, but he will be back and he will reschedule.
All right. Well, a good thought for him anyway. Post Malone here on Doug's Good Day at 28 After.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Florida is preparing for a direct hit from Hurricane Ian. The Tampa Bay area appears to be the most likely target. Evacuation orders are in place. NASA spacecraft DART hit a harmless asteroid at 14,000 miles per hour as intended. It was a dress rehearsal for killer rocks that are actually heading for Earth. 17 people are dead, including 11 children. In a school shooting in Russia, the gunman killed himself after the attack, which also saw 24 wounded, the vast majority of them children. On Wall Street, the Dow plunged nearly 330 points, or just over 1%. The Nasdaq fell 65 points. The S&P 500 was off 38. No more Pro Bowl as we know it. It's going to be called the Pro Bowl Games now, which will feature a flag football game. This is USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a fellow who donated a fossil that he found. He was hiking. This fossil apparently is like 50,000 years old. Bada boom, older than me. He says, money isn't everything. Good for you, sir.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ba, 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 ba. Okay. Maybe that's enough of that. Okay. Let's truck on into your life again here. Doug Steffens Good Day Program coming up on 35 past the hour. The inside story of what's going on in the universe today. What can you do to make your life better? How is your life today going to be better than it was yesterday? Have you thought about that yet today?
Oh, sounds like a good opportunity to discuss gratitude and journaling.
Yes, gratitude
is good.
Start
your morning thinking of three things that you are appreciative of, what you have gratitude for.
Yeah, what are you thankful for? Do that every day. Why not? And a lot of people think that fall is a good time to start new rituals. The shifting seasons, I think this happens, you can do it at the beginning of any season, right? You can use any issue, the beginning of any hour, beginning of any day, beginning of any week, beginning of any month, beginning of the new year. It's all about resolutions. Well, you can make resolutions every day to have access to better thinking. So happy fall and happy doing what comes naturally. There's a story from Oklahoma. High school calls on two young girls to help avoid a forfeit. This is a Wewonka. Is that how you pronounce that? Wewonka?
Wewonka. That's what I thought it was. Yeah, Wewonka. Wewonka.
Yeah. 70 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. I think you can probably hear us in that neck of the woods. This is a real small town, almost a Midwestern small town, Oklahoma.
Less than 200 students for the entire high school.
Yeah, right. So, they do not have, when they're ready to play games, like when they have football probably there, that sort of thing.
Yeah, specifically the football, because of apparently multiple instances due to different reasons, they weren't going to have enough players for their football game, and they were going to have to forfeit. And for so many high school kids, they play because they just love to play. It's not about the scholarships. It's not about a dream of going to the pros. They just love to play. So when there's a forfeit, even if they lose, which they did lose by a lot, it's still just being able to have fun. And when you forfeit, you can't even really scrimmage the other team or anything, depending on the school rules. Some schools will allow members of the other team to play for the other school's team just to have a scrimmage, even though you automatically that those people won. But they had two female students who jumped in and were like, hey, we'll play.
9 years old
and then, yeah, and they were able to play. It was Natalie Davis and Callie Ramsey. And
did I lose? Did I just drop out again there?
Was that you or was that me?
I don't know. I think it was a little of both. I think it was kind of a bit of a problem here with connections. You okay, James? You got me now? All right. Okay. Meanwhile, we had a little technical. It's a problem with technical. All this technology that takes us to do these programs today, but hey, if it gets a hiccup, bingo bango.
But yeah, Natalie Davis took on number 9, and Callie Ramsey took on number 5, and Wewonka fell 47-14 against whom they were playing, but they had fun, and the point is they got to play.
Yeah, girls playing football, I don't care about football so much, but I think we need to encourage more. There's more equality these days. I know this will make some people want to throw something at the radio, but there is equality in the sexes in many ways.
Yeah, and a lot of times if the kickers or their down kickers or people got hurt or whatever, they'll pull from the soccer teams. And we've seen so many stories of females who are the quarterbacks. And I think it has become a rule that if a school sport doesn't have both a boys team and a girls team, that all genders, all sexes are permitted to try out.
That's part of Title IX. But it's, you know, when you get right down to it, the credit... In this case, these two girls, the credit belongs to them. They were actually in the arena. They stepped up, and they did what was necessary. And so there's some praise for them and praise that's deserved. All right, other praise here. People are excited because Rihanna has been named to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. Isn't that interesting? The first real weekend of football in the official season. And now we're talking about the halftime at the Super Bowl, and that's the end of the season. So anyway, the NFL said that Rihanna would be the headliner. Rihanna is, do we care what Jay-Z said? Why do we care what Jay-Z?
Rock Nation is teaming up with the NFL for the halftime show, and she's one of the artists.
Okay.
On Rock Nation, that's who her label is.
And she's married to Jay-Z, right?
No, Beyonce is married to Jay-Z.
Oh, so why does anybody care what Jay-Z says about Rihanna?
Because Rock Nation is his production, is his label. And she's a Rock Nation artist.
Got it. Okay. So, apparently the NFL asked Taylor Swift about headlining, but she took a pass.
Yeah, months ago. She wants to. She just doesn't want to do it until she re-records all of her music because she doesn't want to play anything that other people would make money for, and she doesn't want to leave anything out either. So she has, I think, 6 albums that she has to re-record, and she's only really done 2. So when she's done, she says that she would love to do the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, anyway, I think this is cool. Congratulations to her. I was looking at Rihanna, because I don't really claim to be a knowledgeable person. Rihanna is one of those people that's sort of out there and is not in my wheelhouse. But I remember you pointing out to me a couple of weeks ago about Rihanna helping. This tells me a lot about who she is. She was in a restaurant, and there was a lot of cleanup after.
Yeah, it was a big girls' night.
Right.
Yeah, it's not necessarily that there was so much cleanup, but they showed up, and there was pretty much closing time, and she begged them to stay open.
Yeah,
and so they were already staying late.
Up.
So, yeah, so once they were done, she and some other members of her party, they helped the restaurant staff clean up so that they could close as soon as possible and all get home.
Yeah, so that's cool. By the way, she's a billionaire, isn't she, at this point, with all the things that she does?
Yeah, oh, so many things. She has makeup line, clothing line.
Yeah. Okay, so the reason that it caught my attention, a couple of weeks ago we were also talking about the Guinness Book of World Records and how it all got started, and I thought to myself, in the headline of this story was a focus on the restaurant itself, which is a highly touted restaurant wherever she went. It's called Caviar Russe. It's got the number one rating on the Michelin restaurant guide. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, how does the same with the, you know, when you think about these guides and how they come to be, and then so I dug around. Michelin is a tire brand, so what has that got to do with restaurants? What is it, the connection that brings them together? So I went back to the origins of the Michelin Tire Company. It's probably the best-known tire brand in the world. It is the oldest. The Michelin Tire Company was established in 1889 by two brothers in France when there were 3,000 cars in all of the country, and they needed tires. And these two guys, pretty smart, recognizing driving and mobility was going to be around. Cars were not going away. They were here to stay. So they developed a plant that in the process to make tires. And so to encourage road travel and to boost sales of their tires, so more people obviously were going to be on the road, so we need guides. So in 1900... the first edition of the Michelin Guide was published by the two brothers, and 35,000 copies were given out free. And so as the tire company grew, the guide grew, there were specific editions that were made for each country. It was first France, and then it was Europe, and then it was America. And so the grandson of one of them anyway, decided that it was that, you know, he had taken over the Michelin Tire Company. It was so popular, he decided to charge for it. And so now I guess you have to pay for it. I've never actually paid for one. I've seen them. But anyway, the Michelin Star System was born in 1926 so that they would name restaurants in specific categories of specific places and hotels as well. They would, at first, I guess they took ads for this stuff, and then they decided, no, this is, the Michelin Guide became so important that it sold on its own. They didn't need advertising, and the advertising corrupted the ratings anyway. That always happens, right? When if you want to get a legitimate rating, it's like Angie's List, right? I don't think they pay to be in Angie's List, do they? That's one of the things that she prides herself on.
You know what? I don't know. And I think that there was something that was going on with Angie's List, and they had to rebrand, and it's called something
Angie's
else.
Now. It's called Angie's.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, but
Angie.
I'm not sure that they needed to pay to get on it, but subscribers are supposed to pay to get the information off of it.
Yeah, well, that was the case with Michelin. Anyway, so there are all kinds of restaurant guides, the Michelin restaurant guide, the hotel guide, and it's become a separate industry. It's a great, back in 1957, the guide rewarded restaurants that provided good meals at moderate prices and featured them in the Michelin guide. I think I remember seeing pictures of the Michelin man, you know, the guy that looks like a white tire.
The big marshmallow dude.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it was a good promotional device for Michelin, and now it's turned into this whole guide here. And I was thinking of that because we were talking about the Guinness Book of World Records and how that happened to come. Remember we had that conversation a few weeks ago about how the Guinness Book of World Records started, as a reward, you got a bottle of beer if you won something or you were the best in something. Then it just expanded to now being an entity of itself, of its own, and that's the same thing with the Michelin, with the Michelin guide. Was that too much information or was that okay?
It was about the right amount of information.
Right amount of information. Okay. Mm-hmm. In a moment, we're going to find out what's happened to Amy Cooper. Remember her? She was the one who was the black bird. She called the cops about the bird watcher in Central Park, and she got sued. Well, that's an interesting story, and it's kind of come to a conclusion. After this, we'll find out what's the conclusion.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
NAPA! At NAPA, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at NAPA Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return. NAPA! Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
After she called police about that black bird watcher in Central Park a couple of years ago.
Yeah, she said that he was, like, threatening her and her dog.
Nonsense.
And there's video that went viral, and he was filming her because he also was kind of like, what is happening? But she's on the phone with police saying all of these things. She ends up getting fired. And here he had, his name is Christian Cooper, no relation to Amy Cooper, but he said that the only thing that he did was ask her to leash her dog because that was the law in the specific area of
the park
where they were, that dogs were not permitted to be off leash. And he is bird watching. He doesn't want the dog running off and scaring the birds.
So she said that she was being accosted by a black man, basically.
Yeah, that she and her dog, and then all of this stuff followed suit. She loses her job. She sues her former place of employment, and the judge threw it out.
Yeah, good. Good for him and good for the end of that story. 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Started from this tropic port and aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper, brave and sure.
Ever take the tour of Universal Studios in California? Jay, did you ever take that tour? Or Chuck, did you ever take that tour?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Not the one in California.
Well,
is that still there? Is that still there, Gilligan's Island?
Yeah.
Is it still there?
Yeah,
really.
Still there. Yeah, like the Jaws thing. It's right. By the way, the Jaws thing and the Gilligan's Island.
No, but Jaws is not in Orlando, Florida. Jaws attraction is not there anymore.
No, but it was originally in Los Angeles. I don't know if they moved it to Florida or not, but it was originally in the same pond that they did Gilligan's Island.
Right.
So they had a man-made pond at the park, or not at the park, but in the production facilities, and so they used it for all kinds of things. All right, so let's get at it. Chucker, why did we play Gilligan's Island?
Because this day in TV history, September 26, 1964, Gilligan's Island premiered on CBS. First season, 36 episodes, Doug, all shot in black and white. There were a total of 98 episodes. The show ran from 64 to 67. I watched his show in syndication religiously. I was a big fan. That theme song's one of the catchiest opening theme songs of all time. Bob Denver was great as Gilligan. Alan Hale, great as the professor.
Alan Hale Jr. was usually Alan Hale Jr. was kind of like Harry Carey Jr. Everybody recognized the name, so they all gave him parts, and then they realized that it was the son of the famous actor, and then they became famous actors on their own. And most of the time, both of them started out as bad guys. If you go back to Alan Hale, some of the original stuff you see him in, he was a bad dude. And yet he came across and like good actors. He was the happiest, friendliest. It was the most lovable character on that show, I thought, anyway. So,
you know, they talked a lot, like 15, 20 years ago, they're talking about doing a big screen version because they were converting every sitcom into a movie. And they talked about Brian Dennehy as a skipper and Rick Moranis as Gilligan. I actually think that would have been really good.
That would have been all right.
Yes, it would have been. I don't think you could do a Gilligan's Island movie now in 2022. The world has just changed so dramatically. I just don't think.
Well, I mean, what can we do? You bring up something, and we become kind of negative sometimes about the reality of what's going on. But in terms of whatever it is that works. Good stories don't seem to make a difference anymore. It's all this crap, this BS about, you know, the Transformers and blowing things up and killing people and all that stuff. Instead of, there are movies and there are TV shows that have good stories attached to them. But you said it here, they don't get good promotion.
Here's another one. Same creator, Sherman Schwartz, This Day in TV History, September 26, 1969. The Brady Bunch premieres on ABC. Total of 117 episodes. That's another show, syndication-wide, that really caught on generationally. And then 1986, this is an interesting footnote, TV history. Patrick Duffy's Bobby Ewing stepped out of the shower, returned to the show after a one-year hiatus. It was all a dream by his wife, Pam, played by Victoria Principal. That's what we talked about last week about calling Jump the Shark, although I think this saved Dallas because he was such a perennial important part of that show, and his chemistry with Larry Hagman's J.R. Ewing was so important. So I was okay with it. It was a wild creative decision, but I do understand in retrospect why they needed to do it, and I think it worked out, actually.
Yep. All right, so there's been a new horror movie that's been announced, and apparently it's coming out next week. The studio found a creative way to let people know about it, sending background actors to live baseball games.
Really?
The movie's called Smile.
Okay, and it's getting a good buzz.
Yeah, right. And apparently what they've done, they have gone to Major League Baseball games to plug the show themselves, and it'll get television. You know, these guys are wandering around in the stadiums.
Well, they sit in prominent areas, like right behind home plate, and they are wearing a T-shirt that says Smile, and they're just smiling.
Oh, I see. You know what? I was watching the New York Oakland A game the other night, and I was wondering what that was. There was a woman behind the home plate dugout camera, and she was just smiling into the camera.
Standing.
And a buddy of mine said she looks like she's possessed. What's going on? I didn't realize. That's funny.
So now you learned something from us, Chuck.
No, I
How
did.
About
Thank
that?
You very much, Doug.
You're welcome. All right. We'll check box office totals tomorrow. They're nothing significant anyway. Chuck Curry here, 59 after on Good Day.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.